a reading from the second book of Maccabees. Eleazar, one of the foremost scribes, a man of advanced age and noble appearance, was being forced to open his mouth to eat pork. But preferring a glorious death to a life of defilement, he spat out the meat and went forward of his own accord to the instrument of torture, as people ought to do who have the courage to reject the food which it is unlawful to taste, even for love of life. When he was about to die under the blows, he groaned and said, "The Lord, in his holy knowledge, knows full well that although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul because of my devotion to him." This is how he died, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. The Word of the Lord. I was recently at a gathering of Dominican women from across the country, and one evening we chose to watch the movie Iron-Jawed Angels, the true story of the suffragettes and what they went through in order to gain women the right to vote here in the United States. The most disturbing scene to watch was when the women were in prison and on a hunger strike, and the government's response. Lest they have a death on their hands, the prison officials were instructed to force-feed the hunger strikers. Without going into detail, the scene demonstrated the lengths some will go to in order to maintain power and the status quo at the expense of human dignity. It also demonstrated the persecution that some will willingly withstand in order to stand up to the forces of injustice. I was reminded of this movie when I read today's first reading. The story of Eleazar comes after a brief description of what other Jews had gone through when they resisted the political stranglehold on them. Rather than succumb to the demands of the king to march in processions honoring a false god or to offer sacrifice to pagan gods, some of the Jews risked death by continuing to circumcise their children and to celebrate the Sabbath in secret. In the midst of such tragedy is the example of the 90-year-old Eleazar, who is being forced to eat unlawful meat. Though he had the opportunity to feign compliance to the decree by secretly providing his own meat and eating that rather than the meat of the sacrifice, Eleazar chose to openly reject the law of the land and embrace the law of God wholeheartedly. His subsequent torture and death became an example of courage and virtue to those who would follow him. The story of Eleazar left me wondering about those things that we are forced to swallow by decree of the state, the society, or even regrettably at times by the church. I was not left wanting for examples. The morsel of revenge at all costs over the flavor of forgiveness. The chunk of violence over the banquet of peace. The tidbit of there only being one way of loving, of imaging Christ in our sacraments, of being a woman religious in our world today, of being a woman in our church today, over the taste of a variety of spices. The scrap of irrelevance over the sweet savor of faith and hope. Gratefully, this laundry list of forced feedings, if you will, also brought forth a list of those like Eleazar who have served as an example of courage and fortitude in the face of such dominance and control. Sister of Charity Louise Akers, who was dismissed from any teaching or presentation responsibilities in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati because of her views on the ordination of women. Dominican sisters Jackie Hudson, Ardith Platy, and Carol Gilbert, who were convicted and imprisoned for their civil disobedience actions in regards to the weapons of mass destruction that the United States has in its possession. The Amish community, who just a few years ago quickly and openly forgave the man who killed 6 of their school children. Such witness leaves us, on the one hand, shaking our heads at the sheer foolishness of their actions, while on the other hand, causing us to remember who we are called to be as disciples of the Lord. Still, even these classic examples leave me wondering about my own willingness to no longer be silent and to stand against the waves of injustice in countless arenas that threaten to and do deny human rights and dignity to my sisters and brothers near and far. To be honest, the possibility of prison, excommunication, and even death gives me great pause in wanting to do the right thing. But then I think of Jesus and the witness he provided in welcoming women into his circle of friends, of healing the sick and restoring them into the life of the community, of engaging the outcasts of society, of forgiving people their sins, of questioning the interpretation of the law, of challenging the voices of authority. A witness that demonstrated that love is stronger than hate, that life is stronger than death, light is stronger than darkness, hope is stronger than despair, peace is stronger than violence. A witness that ultimately led to his willingness to withstand torture and crucifixion so that all might have life. When I think of Jesus and the cloud of faithful men and women witnesses, I am reminded that what will give me the strength to go and do likewise is not the force feedings of corruption, power, and injustice, but the spirit of the one who nourishes us with the word and breath of life and the body and blood of love. To be fed on such sustenance is to be armed with the courage and conviction to endure great suffering for the life of the world.